Yes, revving up the Wayback Machine, setting the controls for a chapter in the heart of the history of music in Perth. Ross Chisholm is back to give us a weekly local music education. I just stabbed myself in the hand with my pen. Can you take over? I'm in pain.
You mean I get to program breakfast? Oh, I noticed there's a difficult listening stage.
Yes.
That could be my breakfast.
Amazing.
We're going back to the mid-90s. We're leaving the regular rock and roll behind. A band called Audio Response Group. They came together in the middle of 1996, originally as a five-piece, although, of course...
They had a few along the way,
yeah,
right?
They did have a few along the way, yeah. A revolving door of vocalists. But there's a bit of back history as well. I'll go through the band. On the original lineup, you had Trilby Templey on keyboards and samples. Now, he'd started off a band called Rhythm Elixir.
Okay.
Back in 93, 94. Then he went on to a band called Prophets of Boom, which also included Don McGreal, who ended up being on bass. And then after that had happened, they decided, we'll get another band together, which is how Audio Response Group happened.
Tell us about the Audio Response Group. Like, what kind of music are we talking about?
Okay. I have a little description here, not my description.
All right.
It's called Punk Addled Jungle, Ambi Dub and Jazz Funk Fusion.
Whoa.
Yeah. Makes you think, doesn't it?
My goodness.
They also got Steve Hearn, who was on guitar, bass and effects. Monica on vocals. No surname, just Monica.
If you've got Monica's surname, shoot it through. Let us know.
Yep.
So we can fill in the gaps.
And Ben Chase, also on keyboards and samples. Now, Ben Chase had been around for a while by this stage. His last known band to me was Existence. Now, they started gigging at not your regular sort of venues, but they were playing at Pika, Over Ozone, Gravity, Hickley's Bar, Coakley's and Swanbourne. So they did some regular pub gigs as well as some more clubby type places.
And this
as well.
Was in the mid-90s that
yep.
they were at those venues?
Yep. Yeah, okay. And lots of house parties as well.
Yeah, sick. In Frio?
I don't know.
I bet they were in Frio. Oh. I just got a feeling.
You've always told me that you didn't want me to nominate Fremantle as something different.
I'm anti-Fremantle discrimination. I'm just making an assumption.
Anti-Fremantle?
Anti-Fremantle discrimination.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
That's a new description on me. But anyway, they kept going through with that lineup until about March of 1997. They had recorded a track that got on an English compilation.
Cool.
And I haven't actually got the track, but they decided, okay, let's move to London.
All right.
As you do.
Big call. Let's do it.
But only three of them actually moved to London. Now, they were intending to go to London for about 8 to 12 months. They ended up staying 18 months and went okay over there. What they thought would be the record deal didn't quite happen for them, but they became quite self-sufficient and did some recording. And that actually came out as their debut album when they came back to Perth. And the album, which was called... it's subtitled London Demos 98.
I've got better eyes than you. Do you want me to have a look?
No. They actually recorded a cassette before they went. And I haven't got this cassette. But
you don't like to miss out on you don't like gaps in your collection.
Actually. It's like the early bit before, because it was probably done as a five piece, so I only know them as a three piece. But anyway, from their debut album, we're going to have a track called Rerun.
Audio Response Group on the Land That Time Forgot this morning. This morning's Land That Time Forgot is all about the Audio Response Group on Breakfast. Ross, what was it that we just heard there?
That was a track called Rerun, and I said it was London Demos, and that's what the sticker at the on the front says. But I've got it written down that the album was actually called The Fear of Getting Down.
It was indeed. And did you know there's a little receipt in here from when you bought it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's faded, but I can just make it out. The Compact Disc Library, Perth. And it was on the 26th of May 2003 at 12:33 in the afternoon you bought this for $6.95.
Now that's going into history.
Thank you for your business. How lovely is that? There you go. I'll give that back to you. Thanks for bringing that in, Ross. I'm glad you keep your receipts.
Yeah, I didn't even realise it was in there.
Now, if you have any memories of the audio response group of maybe buying their CDs from the Compact Disc Library or other stores around the Perth metropolitan area, or maybe you caught them live at some of those venues that Ross mentioned earlier, give us a call or send in an email, studio@rtrfm.com.au, and we're going to continue with their history in just a moment. 25 past seven on a Tuesday morning and talking the audio response group with Ross today. And we left them at the release of their first album in the late 90s, right?
Yes. Came out in 98, 99 when they came back from London, hence the London demos. They came back, they were still a three-piece, but then they started adding some vocalists.
Oh, yeah?
Now, one of the longer-term vocalists that they added, because as I said at the beginning, there was a bit of a revolving door with their vocalist, was Sian Brown.
Mm-hmm.
So you had Trilby on keyboards and samples, Steve Hearn on guitar, Don McGreal on bass, and Sian on vocals. Now, she'd been around and she would go on to many other things, but if you remember where they were gigging before, the scene had actually changed in the 18 months.
Mm.
By the time they were back, they were playing at the Greenwich, also doing Metro City.
Wow, interesting. Yes. I wonder what that was for.
Mojo's, the Leaderville, Amplifier, and at the Grosvenor as well, which... Grosvenor seems a bit late for them doing that. But anyway, that's where they were gigging. They entered the Next Big Thing competition.
Mm-hmm.
It's come out on the 1998 one. They didn't win that. That, I'll give you the winners.
Yeah, who won that year?
John Butler.
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough. Who went off and did something else.
Yeah.
A band called Wide Open Spaces, who were also known as Halogen. Before and after. And Audio Response Group came in as number, I suppose, number three. Interestingly, other bands with Fourth Floor Collapse, who we've covered. Prawns with Horns, who we've covered.
Yeah.
Penelope, I think we've covered.
We have. And what a year.
Yes.
That CD's had quite a workout over the last couple of years on this segment.
Yep. But anyway, from the Next Big Thing 1998 compilation, this is Audio Response Group and Do Something.
Yes, on Breakfast. Ugh. It's The Land That Time Forgot on RTRFM with Ross Chisholm this morning. The Audio Response Group there. Our second track from them this morning.
And a piece called Do Something from the Next Big Thing 1998 compilation. They released their second album, which was called Espionage, came out in January of 2001. And he looks at multiple pieces of paper. I can tell you was actually launched at Amplifier.
Yeah.
And Amplifier I normally think of as a rock venue. Probably wouldn't have been that rocky that night.
Probably not. But it was the late 90s. Anything could happen.
No, early 2000s by now.
Right,
yep.
Right.
Now, after that, the band had a major lineup change. Dom left, Sian left, and they became a five-piece.
Mm-hmm.
Trilby and Steve still were in the band. They got Paul Hines in on bass, MC Orsini on decks, he of Domination Theory Notoriety, and Devon Plumley on vocals. But they also had, I mentioned the revolving door, Yvette Gray was also on vocals for a while, and Randa Camus also on vocals for a while. And there was a gig in 2000 where they actually got all four of their female vocalists at the same gig at the same time.
Oh, that would have been pretty good.
Don't know if they were actually doing backup or they were just sort of coming on for a track each or whatever it was. But interesting idea.
Yeah.
And the band sort of continued on until... sort of went into hiatus in 2003 with people going off and doing various things, but they didn't actually break up as such. They had one more track that came out in the Kiss My Whammy 2005 compilation, which was Randa Camus and ARG. I think that actual recording predates that by quite a few years, given the credits on there.
Mm.
What happened to them Well, Steve Hearn had actually moved into theatre production and soundtracks in 2002, so his time was sort of taken up with that. Eventually he moved to Melbourne, where he is still in production sort of stuff in Melbourne.
What's Trilby doing?
Trilby, okay.
Where are you at, Trilby?
He was in a couple of other bands. He was in Resonance, Cloud Collective, She Selects as well, and he moved into production as well.
Yep.
But he seems to be spending most of his time as a photographer now, doing fashion shows.
Really? There you go.
Wherever everyone else is. Ben Chase was in other bands, but he's moved into production as well, doing music for soundtracks, commercials, jingles, animation, lots of other things. Sharon Brown, I said she was in lots of bands. She has also done solo as well. She was Sharon Brown in the Stella Collective and solo, and still solo, although a bit erratic on that one. I know she was gigging earlier this year down at Clancy's in Fremantle. Paul Hines, I forgot he was in this band, I must say, because I'm going, that name seems familiar. And he's the guitarist, sometimes vocalist for Boom Pat Pow. MC Orsini seems to have disappeared slightly. Devon Plumley, not sure where she is. Yvette Gray, not sure where she is. And Randa Kamis has
She's everywhere.
So we're actually going to leave you with a track from the band's second album, which was called Espionage. Still sort of as a three-piece, four-piece, but I really like the title of this. It's so humble. This is a track called A Brief History of the ARG.
The audio response group. We have just had, indeed, A Brief History of the ARG. Thanks to Ross Chisholm. Let's hear it in song form now. Thanks, dude.
Yep.
This has been an RTR FM podcast. RTR FM is an independent community radio station that relies on the public for financial support. You can subscribe online at rtrfm.com.au/subscribe.